Welcome here. We want to tell you a story today about, just a minute, is this really the story of a baby born in a barn to teenage parents?
That's right.
And some stinky shepherds and some rich kings come to this cow barn with all its wonderful smells to worship this baby?
You got it right.
And this all happened 2,000 years ago?
Exactly.
So what exactly does this have to do with us today?
Well, it's actually the story of how much God loves his people. Those born 2,000 years ago and us today. It's also a story of how God wants to bring love, joy, hope, and peace into our lives. It might be 2,000 years old, but it's still about us. There is an invitation for us, as we listen, to join the shepherds and the wise men as they kneel in front of the manger, for us to worship this baby, who is Jesus, the one who comes to change our lives and our world.
Someone really needs to let me know these things ahead of time. Welcome here. We want to tell you a story today about how God came down that first Christmas to fill our lives with joy and peace, like the angels sang to the shepherds.
So turn off your cell phones and put down your bulletins. This story will change your life. Let's pray.
Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to be born in Bethlehem because you love us so much. Thank you for making room at the manger for us tonight as we come to worship you. Amen.
Please take your hymnals and turn to number 318. That's your blue hymnals. And we'll sing Joy to the World, verses 1, 2, and 4.
Yeah. 2,000 years ago, in a city called Nazareth, there was a young woman who was named Mary. Mary was promised to marry a man named Joseph, who lived there too.
One day, an angel from God came and talked to Mary. He told Mary that she was going to have a baby, and that the baby was to be the Son of God.
Hey Mary, you're going to have a baby, and he will be the Son of God.
Oh, okay.
And then the angel left. Now, Joseph wasn't sure what to do when he heard that Mary was going to have a baby.
But one night, while he was asleep, the angel came and talked to Joseph too.
Okay.
And so that's just what he did.
Chosen me now to carry your son.
please join us in singing O Little Town of Bethlehem, number 191 in your blue hymnal. We'll sing verse 1, 2, and 4.
A while later, the emperor in Rome, Caesar Augustus, said that everyone had to go to their own hometown to be counted.
Everyone return to your hometown so that I can count you.
So, Mary and Joseph went to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem. There were lots of other people there too. There were so many people, in fact, that there was no room for them in the inn. So, they stayed in the stable, which was a place where the animals stayed warm and dry.
Excuse me, sir. Ma'am. We need a place. I am Joseph, and this is Mary. We need a place to stay for the night, please.
Sorry, buddy, but there's no room in the inn.
But, ma'am, we walked over 70 miles to get here, and I am very tired.
Sorry, Mama, I can't help you. The place is packed. What with all the visitors from out of town, there's no place to put the two of you.
Please, ma'am, please. You see, Mary's going to have a baby. We think it may even be tonight. We need shelter somewhere, anywhere.
I see your problem. We all got problems, don't we? I'll tell you what I'll do, since it's obvious you have a need here. There's a stable in the back. Now, it's not much, but it's shelter from the wind and night air. You'll have privacy, and I'll even throw in some nice clean hay for you. What do you say?
Thank you. You've been most kind. God bless you.
Did you hear that? God bless you, she says. Well, little did I know God was going to bless everyone that night, on that special night in Bethlehem.
Thrill of hope.
Some shepherds out in the fields watching over their flocks of sheep.
And the angel came and talked to the shepherds, and they were terribly afraid.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. He is the Savior for all peoples. You will find him laying in a manger.
Or as it says in the Bible, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing the Lord has told us about.
And so we went, and we found the stable and the manger and the baby, just like God had told us.
And afterwards, we went into the town of Bethlehem, rejoicing and telling anyone who would listen exactly what happened. And we praised and glorified God for all we have been told and all we had seen.
And all of a sudden, there were lots of angels saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And then the angel left. Ahem, I said, and then the angel left.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
join us for singing We Three Kings. Too many shepherds there. Okay. We will sing verse 1 and the chorus, then verse 2 and 3, and then the chorus.
One who is born King of the Jews.
You see, we'd seen his star in the east and knew that he'd been born, so we came to Israel to find him.
We applied in Jerusalem first, knowing that the learned men of the Jews resided there. We believed that the most likely place for their king to be born would be in the capital city. However, when we asked at the gate, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews?" their Roman ruler,
a despicable man named Herod,
was quite upset.
Quite upset, and all Jerusalem with him.
But loathsome Herod was helpful in his own way. He inquired of the Jewish leaders where their king was to be born, and they indicated that it was to be in the town of Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? Of course, the ancestral home of their beloved King David. The Messiah was prophesied to be of the house and line of David. Of course he would be born there.
Yes. And then Herod lied to us and told us that he would like to come and worship the newborn king as well. He asked us to come back and tell him when we had found the child.
Terrible man, he had no intention of worshiping the child. He was jealous and did not want him to live long enough to be king.
Yes, that's what we found out later, but we are getting ahead of ourselves. We went to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem means house of bread. Did you know that?
Yes, thank you. I did. At any rate, we traveled on to Bethlehem, and the star we had seen went on before us and shone down on the place where the young child lived. We
found him there and fell to our knees and worshipped him.
We also brought gifts.
Three gifts, remember?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
These gifts, I believe, are now represented by our traditional Christmas gifts.
Yes, Christmas gifts. Very nice. Thank you. And after we had delivered our gifts, we left to go back to our own countries.
But we did not go back to Jerusalem.
No, not back to Herod. We were warned in a dream not to go back his way again.
Instead, we went away in peace, having found the true King of Kings on a night in Bethlehem.
I just love that story. It gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. It makes me feel like I was there, like I was part of the story.
We actually are invited to be part of the story.
we are invited to praise God with the angels, kneel at the manger with the shepherds, and set aside the busyness of our lives and follow the light that leads us to the baby that is God among us, like the wise men.
So all of us are invited to be part of the story. Is there room around the manger for us all?
For sure. In fact, there is room for all the people in the world. The book of Revelations has a beautiful picture of people from every country, speaking every language, standing around the throne of Jesus and singing praise.
Wow, what an invitation. We hope you all have a wonderful Christmas as you join the story and celebrate God's love for you.
Merry Christmas!
To do some kind of closing here. My first Christmas at North Caledonian Mennonite Church. For most of you, it likely isn't your first Christmas, and for many of you, it's, what was I going to say here? Something different. It's a Christmas where you see me for the first time. It seems to me that there are a number like that here. And so we welcome you to continue. We are gathering tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, for some lessons and carols, and so we invite you to come for that. As we do continue to celebrate the reason for the season, we as people who are followers of God like to be convinced, we are convinced, that God came to earth as Jesus to show us the way. So let's pray together. Our loving God, we are grateful on this evening that we are able to continue to celebrate the coming of Jesus to our earth. A coming that showed us how to live. A life that demonstrated you to us For that we are grateful. We pray that you would continue to teach us how to live as we follow you. You are the reason for why we are here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Christmas Eve would not be complete without Silent Night. Please turn in your hymnals to number 193 and stand with us as the choir sings, and we sing with the choir, verse 1 in German, then verse 1, 2, and 3 in English.